from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
No announcer guy. It is actually Sean and Bobby. Bobby Belt, our Cowboys insider in Choppy's chair. Happy July 4th week and weekend. Hopefully you are still being a Tolo. That stance, return it on, leave it on. I'm Sean Treif. We got pay for another day before he takes off to Italy. And yesterday, you're trying to enjoy your hot dogs. You're trying to enjoy your son. You're trying to dodge the psychopaths that are drunk racing out there on the highway. And then the picture hits. I should have Peyton read this, but I don't know if I want this to be his final day here at the Fan. But somebody out there on social media, do you have the picture? We should actually have you do it. But someone wrote in Spanish a description of what they're seeing, and it's Dak Prescott walking with his fiance with a walking boot. So he's not really walking, he's limping. With the right leg, with a still shot. What was the giveaway? He was in Mexico. One of the boats said La Paloma.
Ah, Kristen's drink.
That's right. One of the boats said La Paloma out there, and it's Dak walking amongst the boats with a walking boot on the right foot. Do you have it, Peyton Russell?
I do.
Let's go and show off.
Oh boy.
The United Nations.
Please be careful.
Knowledge.
Dak Prescott. I got that right.
Yeah.
Estuvo este fin de semana en Los Cabos.
Okay, I think that's good so far.
En la Alberca, Camino.
Yeah, that's
normal.
Yeah.
I got normal. And then Piro. Esta foto de quarterback el muestra que tiene una... Lesion?
Yes, I think they say lesbian.
Lesion?
En el tobillo? Derecho.
Hey!
Hashtag NFL.
The Los Hombres would be very, very proud.
Which, what that translates to, according to Google Translate on Twitter, is Dak Prescott was in Los Cabos this weekend in the pool. He walked normally, but this photo of at quarterback L shows that he has an injury to his right ankle. And so that sent, honestly, I was so thankful that this photo got tweeted out from the little Motorola Razor at the boat docks that took this photo. It actually isn't that bad. The photo quality's fine. But I was actually grateful because, man, we don't have anything to talk about with the Cowboys. This gives us actual content. And I guess
What did you think when you first saw it? Were you like, oh my God.
So I've seen enough guys in walking boots before for things that I know are not that big a deal that I wasn't willing to jump to a freak out quite yet. And I had texted somebody. I was just like, what's the deal with Dak? And all I got back was somebody just said, he's fine. They're like, don't worry about it. He's fine. So I was like, okay, he's fine. I'll trust that. I don't blame any fan that's concerned with it though, because
Or those celebrating that it's now Trey Lance time.
I'll say this. I don't blame anybody who believes there's something to it because it's on that right ankle foot area where he's had problems in the past. It's something where each report yesterday was giving us, like, if it was totally nothing, I could see somebody saying, if it's supposed to be nothing, why did we get three different versions of this story really quickly? Like, where it's, oh, he's dealing with a foot sprain, and then it's, no, he's actually not. He's actually out of the boot now. He's not even wearing the boot anymore. And then it's, well, he's always been out of the boot. He only wears the boot when he's going on, like, fishing boats because he doesn't want to slip.
Swells and then it's up.
Like, I mean, there are all these different, like, Clarence Hill, Todd Archer,
Calvin
Watkins, Ian Rapoport. They were all giving us different details about it. And that's good. That's, I mean, you want as much information as possible, but it was just
not good to get different stories.
No, but you want as much information as possible. So if it pushes the story forward, that's good. When it seems contradictory or it changes that quickly with something that's allegedly nothing, like nothing you wouldn't think would take four different follow-ups to explain it away. So I get people who are concerned with it, but the folks that I talked to, they're just like, yeah, he's fine. Sore, he's fine.
So Clarence sent Dak a text message.
Well,
and he said, I'm great. He also added he was wearing the boot for precautionary reasons because the last time he went deep sea fishing, his ankle swelled up. And you said Todd Archer said he was already out of it.
Yep.
So when was the photo taken?
I mean, this could have been, I mean, if it's the,
like,
way
I assume if someone sent out the picture yesterday, it was yesterday or the day before.
Yeah. So it says on Archer's article, it says he recently suffered a minor right foot sprain that temporarily required a walking boot. Prescott was seen in a walking boot while on vacation in Cabo San Lucas. It was unclear when the picture was taken, and he is no longer wearing the boot, according to the source. So, and it says that the injury is not expected to impact him being available at the start of training camp on July 25th.
And now, the conspiracy theories. As the web was a-talking and conjuring up the different reasons that this could be happening, Dak is setting up the hold-in.
Ooh.
With Mike Florio joining us the other day, RJ Choppy's suggestion that Micah, CD, and Dak should all not practice in Oxnard, a strength in numbers, in order to get their new contracts. And Dak is like, yeah, it's swelled up. It's a fishing injury, an old fishing injury. I can't go out there and throw. Conspiracy theory number one for the hold.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
In.
Yeah, I would. He is so relentlessly competitive. I would just think he would. He's not one that I would think would have to say, oh, I need to be able to be there and collect my check, but not practice. Yeah. I think he would just say, I'm not showing up. If he was going to do that, I don't think he would have to fake an injury to do that. Because I don't think he's, I mean, gosh, you remember at the end of the 2019 season.
Now, they've effed with us before. Go ahead.
No, at the end of the 2019 season, that game against the Eagles, where Gonatu had hurt his shoulder again. Remember the AC joint had gotten sprained and everybody's like, he wasn't throwing at practice that week.
Yeah.
And then he went out there. I talked to somebody just last year who had brought that game up, and they were like, there is no one thought Dak should have played that game. Like, everybody said, dude, you can't throw. Don't do it. And he was like, I'm playing. So, like, I would be stunned if he would, as a negotiating ploy, just fake an injury.
I'm going to side with all the insiders and trust what they're saying, that it's not a big deal and he'll be practicing day one out in Oxnard. But we have been misled and taken astray when it comes to Dak injuries before, specifically lower body.
Yes, I would say that typically, though, that's fair. Because it is something where a lot of times it's Dak, I think, wanting to downplay and Dak, we get Dak saying here, talking to Clarence Hill, saying, no, it's nothing. And so I get that aspect of it. It also could be one of those things where they just don't want to send panic out there for something they think will be better by then.
Yeah. So on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being worry level, you are at
a 2.
Oh, okay.
Because, just in terms of folks I were talking to yesterday were completely not. Normally somebody will say,
but
he should be fine.
People that are going to tell you, like, without trying to spin it for the Cowboys' purposes?
Normally, I would think, when I've had some hesitancy before, it's usually couched a little bit. It's not so just cut and dry, he's fine. Like, it's nothing. It's usually a little more, we're getting it checked out, but we think he'll be fine, or something along those lines. This doesn't have the same weird feeling to it that the that lat muscle or whatever he had, remember at the beginning of training camp a couple years ago, that they had to go see the Rangers doctor, and we see Hard Knocks later on. It's like, oh, they were a lot more panicked about that than they publicly said.
Brought us tweets 8 hours ago. Ankle soreness, they don't see it as a problem going forward. Want to get your thoughts on a couple of other Cowboys stories that happened while you were out.
By the way, really quickly, does it concern you at all that they're saying right foot sprain, but brought us is hearing ankle soreness, so they can't even get right what's wrong?
Oh. Concern might be a little bit strong. Eyebrow.
Because that just made me stop and think, like, well, that's a little weird.
We got four different stories, Al. Four different stories. We need Chris Young in
Let's
here.
Let's ask Ryan Garcia what he thinks.
No, Dak is black. So Ryan Garcia would not be the one to ask that freaking moron, idiot, nut job. All right. We got CeeDee Lamb. According to Sexy Bob, Sexy Ricky, Twitter account out there, saying that CeeDee could demand a trade if he doesn't get $32 million. It's pretty Ricky, I guess, with the Twitter account that has scooped some NFL insiders. And then Malik Hooker, Micah Parsons, about Micah's podcast.
Where would you like to start?
CeeDee.
Do you ever watch Remember the Titans?
Let's start with CeeDee. So I had tweeted this the other day when the story came out. I would never, like, quote tweet Pretty Ricky and address a rumor like that, other than there's been a couple different stories where he's been ahead of it. Like, whether it be he's a guy who works in the league office, who it's a burner, and so he sees transactions come in a few minutes early, or what sort of things he does. There's something that guy's got, some sort of in that guy's got. I don't know how consistent it is, and we haven't seen him do it with a Cowboys player yet. So that's, you know, it's not like he's got a history doing that. But I will say that when he said that they want at least $32 million,
it makes total sense.
Well, and it's the number that, like, I've talked about with you guys during breaks that I've heard, is that 32 is the floor.
Yeah.
32 is A.J. Brown, which makes sense.
Yep.
A.J. Brown is represented by the same agent that CeeDee Lamb has. And so it would make a lot of sense that his agent would say, you got to at least get to A.J., because that's what A.J. got a couple months ago. That's what I just negotiated. And
is that awkward for the agent? For if you're A.J. and CeeDee gets 33 or 34 and you're A.J. and you're like, what the heck? And he's like, well, CeeDee's better than you.
Yeah, maybe if it was done.
He can get away with it and blame, like, the market. Like, I think that's I got you the leapfrog, and now it's time for the other leapfrog.
I think that's what he probably does. I think a lot of these agents just do that. And I think a lot of these guys, these players, understand that context. I don't think A.J. Brown would look sideways at it. I think he goes, yeah, we got to keep topping each other. That's how we get more money. But ultimately, 32, I think, is the absolute floor for them. I think they probably want closer to 34 is what they want. But again, a lot of these numbers, when you hear them, are kind of funny money, or you can tweak them to mean whatever you want. Like highest paid in terms of new money, highest paid in terms of total guarantees, in terms of average annual salary. You can do these different little tweaks to it. So, you know, that is a floor for them that you can probably meet and still have it mean something else.
So the likelihood of him showing up at camp, holding in, not showing up to California, and then demanding a trade.
Man, the trade, I don't have a good feel on that at all. I've not heard that, like that he would be willing to do that. You are starting to get the sense that he'll hold out if he's, like, not hold in, he'll just hold out if he doesn't get his money. But I'm really hopeful. When we had talked about, hey, what do the next few weeks hold when mini camp ended? We did it in Below the Belt, you know, the day after mini camp or whatever it was. And I had said, just get like one of these done. Get them done. Get Dak done, Mike Asidi, somebody. Just get that so like you can get a victory for yourselves in the court of public opinion with your fan base and everything else. And CD is the one that is the easiest to get done to me. That you should, it should have already been done. And they're going to cost themselves more money the longer they wait. So my hope would be that that gets done sometime in the next 3 weeks.
And Micah Malik?
I think Malik Hooker was completely right in what he said. I think it was taken a little bit out of context when the first clip was posted. Because when you hear the entirety of it, it's a lot softer.
Yep.
And I don't mean soft, but it's
not as, off it.
It's not as harsh as it read, yeah, or as the initial clip showed. But I don't think he's wrong. And I thought that Micah's snap reaction that was deleted was the one that was really interesting to me. The tweet where he was like, Malik, you got my number. You can holler at me. You know, you don't have to go say this on a podcast. But I mean, I think that whole situation was reflective of, for all the people who say, oh, it means nothing, nobody cares, it's all media driven or whatever else, I think it's reflective of, there are probably people in that locker room who care that he's on a podcast the week of games, like gassing up Jordan Love and other people. Like, I don't think every teammate loves that. I'm not saying they all hate it, but I'm sure there's some people who are like, ah, that's kind of annoying. I wish he didn't do that.
Bobby was also out for the Mavericks' acquisition of their new number 3, a profile piece and the inside story of what Klay Thompson is really like. We got a special Friday edition of The Payload. And could the Rangers represent at all for the All-Star Game in Arlington in just a few weeks? That's all on the way with Sean and RJ. Glad you're waking up with us on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to the Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.